I'm Dr. Strangeglove, and welcome to this, the Dr. Strangeglove Variety Show, live at the Regal Beagle Hall. That's just down the road. Anyway, seeing as it's Christmas, me and Mr. Lee B here, we thought that we'd cram in just about everything possible to entertain. Haha, yes, it was painful, I tells yous.
Yes, that's right. He's had to make this a great show because Her Majesty the Queen of Great Britain is in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, haha.
Don't worry, ma'am, you can pop both the OBEs in the post. We'll accept them.
Yes, that's right. Now, first of all, to start the show with a bang, I'm now going to read out as many King Kong jokes as I can before my new pair of self-inflating trousers explode. Ahem. Why did King Kong join the army?
Because he's King Kong.
Why did King Kong paint the bottoms of his feet brown?
Because he's King Kong.
Why is King Kong big and hairy?
Because he's...
And, oh dear, tragically cut short before the end of the third joke. Never mind. At least the Queen's still enjoying the show. Dr. S? Dr. S? Where are you?
Up here! Get me down!
Well, that was fun, as I'm sure you'll all agree. And now it's time for a guest star. He's come all the way from Yorkshire to be with us tonight.
Oh no!
Yes, it's the one, the only, and the best. It's the E-Man!
Oh no, Mr. B! Why do you go and buck the E-Man for? He's annoying. All he ever does is just grin and shout E at people.
Last minute replacement. A celebrity footballer didn't show up. Now, Mr. E-Man, for those in the audience who don't know who you are, bless him, can you tell us who you are?
Hello, I'm the E-Man and I go E! 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 E!
Yes. And what else?
That's it.
Fantastic stuff. And now...
I haven't finished yet.
Shh, shut up. And now, may we be proud to announce our novelty act. It's Mr. Smelly the Trampolining Tramp.
Oh
dear, looks like that last act has fallen through. What? That was a great joke.
Never mind, we've got plenty more for yous. Next up, folks, we thought that we'd invite a nice young lady with a bit of class.
Unfortunately,
we ended up with this. Yes, it's Fiona, the opera singing space walrus.
Now it's time. The grand finale. The crowd have been readying themselves. It's gerbil football.
Gerbil football?
Yes, Mr. B. It's just like ordinary football, but...
No. You don't mean to say you're going to use the ickle, fluffy, woofy gerbils as footballs?
No. Poor little Marty and Theodore. I mean the gerbils are going to play football. See, they both have their little footy kits on. Go, gerbils! And yes, Marty has kicked the ball to Theodore. And Theodore kicks it back to Marty. Ooh, Marty kicks it to Theodore. And Theodore kicks it back to Marty. Ooh, and Marty, guess what? He kicks it back to Theodore.
Yes, this isn't really working on the radio, is it?
Oh, I don't know. Works for me. Go, gerbils!
Hello. Sorry I'm late.
My goodness, the late arrival, who we think is the celebrity footballer that failed to show up earlier, has just booted Marty the gerbil up the bum, and he goes somersaulting up into the air. Marty the gerbil has hit Her Majesty the Queen, full in the face.
Oh dear. Bang goes our OBEs.